My true love is a homegrown tomato. It's Wendy Snyder here, Sunday morning on 720 WGN. We are joined by Chicago tomato man, Bob Zini. Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm good, Wendy. How are you?
I can't wait for good tomatoes again. I have some friends that work at Vern Goer's Greenhouse, and we've had Dan Costa on the air with us, and he explained something to me about those store-bought tomatoes, Bob, and I found it pretty fascinating, and I'm going to share it with you. A homegrown tomato is tart and wonderful and delicious. And then you get in the grocery store these tomatoes on the vine, and I fall for it every time, and I purchase them, and they smell like a tomato. And you know why? Because of the vine. That's why they smell like, oh, these are vine ripened, but you cut into them and they're still kind of mealy and nothing like a homegrown tomato, Bob. That's it.
Those red water balloons that supermarkets claim are tomatoes is one of the reasons I do all of this.
Well, let's get a little history lesson. When did you become the Chicago tomato man? I mean, years ago, you just were doing tomatoes, growing them in your yard, right? When did this all blossom?
Well, it was just a hobby, just to see what I could do, because I hated the grocery store tasteless travesties, and I tried growing them myself. My wife and I are both avid gardeners, and she suggested I start it the first 4 or 5 years. I made nearly every mistake you can when I started the tomatoes. But eventually I had some success. I had a few extras, gave them to some neighbors. Neighbors told other neighbors. One neighbor suggested I should sell them. So 2014, we had our first sale of 50 plants in the backyard. The next year, my wife suggested I put it in the front yard and maybe have some signs, which proved to be a very good idea. And then about, oh, I can't remember, 5 or 6 years ago, for Father's Day, my daughter gave me this card, and that was it, just this little envelope. And I thought I must not have been a very good father that year, but she said, all it said was Chicago Tomato Man. And I thank you. And then I looked closer, and it said ChicagoTomatoMan.com. And she had created a website for me. So that name kind of stuck. And that's been kind of a central hub for people to order and see what kind of tomato varieties we have.
And you can go to ChicagoTomatoMan.com. Your online store is now open, and I stupidly have not ordered yet. But I am looking at some of them, and I want to talk to you about the different varieties. Listeners, 312-981-7200. I know it's early. You're not going to plant your tomatoes now, but you can go to ChicagoTomatoMan.com and place an order, excuse me, at various locations, and you can pick them up, and then you can get excited about planting your tomatoes. I want to talk to you about all these varieties. I'm looking at this, I'm probably saying it wrong, Ananas Noir. It is a tomato that is a yellow tomato, and my grandfather grew tomatoes when I was a little girl, and there were yellow tomatoes and there were red tomatoes. These heirloom tomatoes, Ananas Noir, if I'm saying it right,
it's
yellow, and then you slice it open, and inside it's green and red and yellow. How does that happen?
You know, there's somewhere between 5,000 and 10,000 varieties of tomatoes. No one knows. And how they develop depends on, if I can get kind of science-y for a second.
Sure.
Here, there's volatiles or a set of chemicals that determine all of the characteristics of fruits and vegetables. And most fruits and vegetables have less than a dozen. Tomatoes have close to 30 of these things. And because there's so many, just mathematically, there's so many different varieties, and the way they combine is how you get different colors and different flavors, and some have are very large, some are very small, some have very, very interesting interiors, like Ananas Noir.
And I am just thinking, one of my favorite things in the summertime with fresh grown tomatoes is to slice them and put the fresh mozzarella on it and some basil and some balsamic vinegar and salt and pepper and a little bit of olive oil and have the caprese. I love it. And I'm just imagining how beautiful these tomatoes, some of them, would look sliced and on a plate. I mean, they're works of art.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have a variety called Black Beauty, and it's a very dark, deep purple. And yeah, you put a slice of white mozzarella, from a visual standpoint, it's quite the aesthetic experience. Then you eat it, and it tastes great.
Yeah. There's something on your website right now. Again, listeners, you can go to ChicagoTomatoMan.com, and they will run out. They will sell out of various types.
Yes, they will.
So get there today. I'm going to do that. I always kind of get the same ones. But this Midnight Roma is as deep purple as it comes, and it looks like an eggplant. I mean, what does that taste like? It says sweet, rich, umami flavor. Who knew that, tomatoes could have so many different flavors between sweet or tart or umami?
Again, all those different volatiles and the way they combine. There's breeders who do this stuff, and it's, it's not GMO. It's open pollinated, replicating the way nature creates different varieties through genetic drift. And these people have the patience to develop these and stabilize them. And this takes 6 or 7 years. And they have these varieties that are just fantastic.
It's incredible. All right, Bob Zini on the line with us. Bob, we're going to take a break. And listeners, if you have any tomato questions at all, 312-981-7200. You can call us. You can text us. And again, there's a great page on ChicagoTomatoMan.com, tips for planting and growing. And we're going to go over some of those tips when we return with Bob Zini here on 720 WGN. You can just put it in my hand and I'll eat a tomato like an apple. There's nothing better than that in summertime. It's Wendy Snyder here this morning, and we're talking to the Chicago Tomato Man, Bob Zini. And Bob, we have a caller for you who has a question, if that's cool. Hi, sure. Jenny. Jenny, this is Bob
Hi.
Zini.
Hi, Bob.
Hello.
Did you ever hear of celebrity tomatoes? They're my favorite. Absolute.
What are they called?
Celebrity.
Oh, celebrity tomatoes.
Yes, I have heard of them. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Go on, Jenny. Jenny, your question.
Okay. When I worked with ComEd downtown, and then we moved out into Manhattan around there, I stopped. A lady was selling tomatoes on her front lawn. She suggested I get this. It's a medium size, like an apple. It's sandwich size. It's got enough sweetness. It's juicy. My God, I never wanted another kind besides a grape tomato, too,
Yeah.
It is the best tomato, and when I get somebody a gift that plants, I always get them a celebrity tomato plant, and nobody goes back. But I don't know why we have not heard of them. Isn't that funny? Because if this lady didn't tell me, I would have never heard of them before either. So everybody loves them when I give them to them.
All right.
And that's the only... So you'll have to try that. If you try anything, try that kind.
All right. Well, we appreciate that very much. What are your thoughts on celebrity tomatoes, Bob?
I've heard of them. We don't carry them.
Yeah.
Every year I go through, I spend the summer and the fall trying to find new interesting varieties, but there are just so many of them that I see the name and I try to track them down, but 200 is, I'm not sure if we're approaching our limit, but we're getting kind of close to how many we can keep track of.
Yes. All right. Well, Jenny just wanted to tell you about that. She didn't really have a question. Let's try Steven. Hi, Steven. Do you have a question for Bob Zini?
Yeah. Hi, Wendy. Bob, I have a question for you regarding a can't-miss tomato juice recipe. I've had no success making tomato juice. Comes out even thinner than water, flavorless. I was hoping you could pass something along. Thanks.
All right. Hold on and listen for your answer. Tomato juice.
I would have to talk to my wife. She is the Tomato Man executive chef who, once I have finished growing the tomatoes, I give them to her. And she's not around here at the moment, so I'm sorry I can't answer that. But... I guess the only answer I could have is, try our friend Google and see what they recommend.
Yeah, and maybe look, instead of going to the Chicago Tomato Man, you could go to the Tomato Juice Man, because this is just homegrown tomatoes. That's what we're talking about today. Although I do like tomato juice for, my Bloody Marys on a Sunday morning. Michael has a question for you too. Michael, this is a real deal tomato question, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's a growing question more.
Perfect.
Than tomato questions, and I can vouch for celebrities' tomatoes. I have had good success in the past, but in the last 3 years, it seems like the trees have grown incredibly, and I'm getting shade in the late afternoon, and tomatoes that I used to get in August and even in July are now coming in September and into October, which is nice, but I'm trying to get some nice homegrown tomatoes in the summer too. Get any suggestions?
Yeah, are there any tomatoes, Bob, that do better in shade? I know they need sunlight, but are there some that don't need as much?
We have a page on our website under the gallery tab, and it's called, it has a list of varieties that are tolerant for cold, for heat, and for shade. So some of the ones that are listed there are black cherry, if you like the smaller ones, green zebra, which is one of my favorite tomatoes, mortgage lifter, which is a classic big red slicer. Rutgers is the same thing, a big red beefsteak. So I try any of those.
All right. This is interesting because I want a tomato called Mr. Stripey. I just like saying it, and that's fun, and that is also shade tolerant. Again, a wealth of information at ChicagoTomatoMan.com. Cold, heat, and shade tolerant varieties and growing tips and techniques. Is there anything we could do to get our soil ready now? I'm not going to plant till probably Mother's Day or maybe Memorial Day.
Now's the time. If your bed has thawed out, and it should by now, but time to put in some mushroom compost. I use a lot of worm castings, which is worm poop.
Yes, I learned that from you.
What's that?
I learned that from you. I didn't know what castings meant, and then it made sense.
Well, I found it's a little easier to work with and than composted cow manure, which can get kind of heavy.
Yeah.
But you can till it in. There's a whole school of thought that tilling is not good because it disrupts the biome. But if in the Chicago area, clay can be a big problem, and tilling will eliminate the clay. So, yeah, now's the time to get your soil prepped.
All right, we'll talk to you again before it's planting time, but I just want people to know ChicagoTomatoMan.com. Go ahead and order because many varieties will sell out. They have hanging baskets this year, and we will talk with you again about actual planting as we get closer to Mother's Day. All right, Bob?
All right, that sounds good. Thank you, Wendy.
Absolutely. He is Bob Zini. He is the Chicago Tomato Man. And go to ChicagoTomatoMan.com. I am going to order some Mr. Stripey's and Abe Lincoln. Those are my two ones I'm going to get this year. News coming your way next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.